Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Cosmic Love. This is Christopher Rudy. If you're listening because you really want to hear something out of the box of contemporary groupthink, I believe you'll appreciate what I intend to share with you if you're looking for fault in the delivery of my message or the message itself, well, I'm sure you'll find what you're looking for also. This is not a slick pre-recorded production like you hear on NPR or other canned audio consumption that is scripted and produced with political correctness in mind. Higher intelligence that is higher than lockstep groupthink is never really politically correct. Yet there's nothing more valuable if we're going to heal the collective conscience with a higher consciousness than that which created the problems facing global civilization today. Anyway, I haven't pre-recorded this part of the program. It's live as I go through my notes, and I'm not really an expert at oral audio delivery. This is a new medium for me. I'm more so a visionary. I see things in mental constructs that frame the universal law language of the mysteries of God or the mysteries of cosmic love. There are many types of intelligence, how we process information, and my strength has been in the processes of consciousness defined by what's called spatial reasoning or abstract reasoning, or what I understand in its highest sense as the order of the universe, the natural laws governing all creation and the archetypal processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of five-dimensional self-governments. We hear a lot about five dimensions of reality and fifth-dimensional this and that, but understanding these five dimensions as processes of consciousness itself is the beginning of becoming conscious of how we are conscious. And that's the process for the evolution of personal planetary consciousness that cosmic love is really all about. There is a divine order with divine harmony at the heart of this process. And we may fail to see it sometimes, but everything is in divine order. It always has been. How we reflect that divine order and harmony is another matter. That's what universal cosmic love is about, though. It's a frame of reference to make the complex simple, as simple as can be for one's prevailing awareness. It's really referring to a place and space to frame frequency as time. Now, that may sound like an abstract, but that's a place where form and frequency meet between your ears, with more than that which only looks good or that which only feels good. I'm referring to a synergy of both left brain and right brain intelligence that is gooder than just good. It's a higher combination of the mind of G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity, in co-creation with the heart of compassion that speaks for the angels of our better nature. This is another way of saying that we need to balance the principles of Father, Mother, God within us. Since the kingdom of heaven is truly within us, the better we understand the energies of Alpha and Omega as the divine masculine energies in balance with divine feminine energies, the more we naturally represent that balance in the window of perception that we call reality. That's what co-creation in the spirit of cosmic love is all about. This is also what the global revolution in higher consciousness is all about. Are you clear on that? Is it self-evident to you that your clarity and congruence in your own consciousness resonates with the collective consciousness of all humanity? Are you aware how the power of love can heal others individually and can likewise heal global conscience collectively? Let's all agree to at least reason together on this. Sooner or later, I hope we can agree on one core concept that goes beyond firing the grid to an ongoing process of culturing the grid, as will heal the grid of conscience in our instant, everywhere, interactive global village. It's not rocket science, as I'm fond of saying. The one core concept I'm talking about has always been common sense, the common sense of what ought to be, or the common sense of what's best for all, for the public good, or the common sense of mastery of the lessons of love and freedom. What does it take for modern, all-connected civilization to get it, that we're all in this together? Understanding this grid of consciousness, as we fire the grid and culture the grid and sustain the grid of consciousness, is really a core principle. When I refer to common sense, it really comes back to this core understanding. Descartes, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, Descartes believed that the only kind of mind was the conscious mind. And then Freud reinvented the unconscious. Then Carl Jung came along and said it's not just a personal unconscious, but a collective unconscious. Morphic resonance in the grid of consciousness shows us that our very souls are connected with those of others and bound up with the world around us. And that's from a quote by Rupert Sheldrake, who's quite renowned in the New Age community regarding the concept of morphic resonance. And this is really, when I refer to the concept of common sense in the grid of consciousness and sustaining that grid and culturing that grid, it really comes back to an understanding of how our souls truly are connected and that there are processes of consciousness to involve and evolve that understanding. So it really comes back to how we get it all together when we share the same pure intention to pay attention to the golden rule law language that has framed every golden age civilization in cosmic history. A popular saying of young people is, where's the love? And so many youth see through all the BS as a belief system in politics and economics behind the endless war, disease, death, and hell on the planet, and they say, where's the love? Well, kids aren't stupid, and a lot of kids get it. Now, there's no love in dysfunctional belief systems. Children are like 3D projectors of the unconscious of their parents. They come in with such innocence to where they don't know what not to say, and out of the mouth of babes, as we sometimes say, the things that they say. It was a Piscean master who said that we must be like children to enter the kingdom of heaven, but have we learned that lesson of innocence, the inner sense of the kingdom conscience, from the children of our own creation? Where is the universal cosmic love indeed? That's not to say we should be immature like children. It's saying that true innocence is a reflection of true inner sense, the common sense of pure intention that pays attention to the one universal law and language on which all our other core freedoms are based. Perhaps the biggest problem of modern civilization is this God is love inner sense at the heart of true innocence has been educated out of many adults who think they are somehow mature with a sophisticated worldly nature. Personally, I don't see politically correct worldliness as sophistication. I see it as decadence, the loss of the inner sense of spiritual virtue. Obviously, it took the Piscean master of love to bring miracles to the message of God is love. That miracle of miracles set the stage for Western civilization, and some things just don't change. Spiritual practicality will always reflect and perfect the principles and precepts of divine love. One of my favorite quotes on spiritual practicality is by Will Keepin, and I'm going to be posting this on some of the links on the profile page in the future. And he says that spiritual life is no longer limited to the quiet seclusion of mystics or seekers living in isolation from society. Now more than ever, we need leaders who truly combine the deep inner work of the heart with active outer service in the world. The choice between an outer life of activism and an inner life of contemplation has become a false dichotomy. Activism without spirituality is blind, and spirituality without activism is lame. What we need now is a new form of spiritual activism that combines both spiritual and social transformation. Nothing less can marry the heart's longing to the world's need and give birth to a truly compassionate society. Now, this is a principle of spiritual activism or love in action, the Holy Spirit of universal cosmic love in action that I often refer to. And I've often said that the vision alone of how a process with an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communication with a frame of reference for universal love in action as an interactive interface for consciousness, and how that would work and what that looks like, I'll be going into that a little bit more in this show, but that's really the theme of the cosmic love model with the links on the profile pages you can read. So, how can there be a global economy without global love? I mean, this really is the issue, because without such spiritual activism, spiritual practicality, civilization degenerates and disintegrates. And the great soul Mahatma Gandhi once said that commerce without morality is a sin. That should be common sense, but such common sense is uncommon when the most powerful moneyed power special interests in the world have a vested interest in power to profit without that first core principle. Honor the heart of all our core freedoms, which is why we've been losing some of them. That's the inner sense I'm talking about, the true innocence based on abundant virtue, inner sense based on abundant love consciousness. Basically, I'm referring to a web of conscience that is now emerging in the worldwide web of our instant everywhere interactive connection. Many people worldwide are awakening to the fundamental principle required for a wholly new economy, and that is the best hope for healing the sicko healthcare system, as Michael Moore would call it, and all other core institutions that have basically been failing, that have been conditioned by the value of scarcity in the prevailing system of scarcity economics. That system is failing in the face of extraordinary abundance, as could basically heal all of humanity. The fruit of scarcity economics is that the oxymoronic value of scarcity produces a scarcity of everything of ultimate value. Ultimate scarcity has now become self-evident as an endless terror, war, and disease mindset that profits powerful organizations but is destroying civilization. The more that scarcity economics prospers, the more that abundant virtue suffers. And conversely, the more that the vision of virtue of universal cosmic love prospers in our consciousness and social networks, the more that universal cosmic love heals all. This is the huge test behind the big drama facing global civilization at this time. How can you have the abundant life when all our social, political, and economic institutions are stuck in the paradigm paralysis of scarcity's value? Common sense would say that the self-evident solution is an abundance of virtue at the heart of our net reality. The vision alone, how that can work, can provide the catalyst for realization of that healing process, how universal love can mediate our social networks with a frame of reference for abundant virtue, the new currency for the next economy. Here's what the new fired grid of consciousness will look like as the big shift in the collective consciousness takes shape. And you can, at the bottom of the profile page for this show, BBS Radio, you can see some links, and you click on those links for more information. And these are the four, at the bottom of the profile page, these are the four kind of keynote links with information that will provide basically a profile in the grid of consciousness of humanity as this big shift continues to take shape. As global love-centering consciousness expands, the value of scarcity and paradigm paralysis contracts. As enlightened core freedoms expand, And that's the five core freedoms link that's referenced twice on the profile page. Intelligence-challenged tyranny will contract as holistic healing of healthcare expands. A vision for healing the healthcare system and processes that do that. Disease, dis-ease, and self-destruction will contract. As liberation of virtually free energy expands, technology that's available and being suppressed, as that expands, as it's liberated, the poisoning of the global environment will contract. Healing global civilization at this critical time is a natural function, a pure intention with focused attention and conscientious retention of this vision of virtue for the victory of the big shift to a love-centering process at the heart of interactive telecommunications. Many people listening to this show are well aware of the dynamics of love and freedom as we move from the Piscean Age with the lessons of love into the Aquarian Age with the lessons of freedom. Healing the grid of consciousness, our net reality, will proceed with a new enlightenment. A new enlightenment, a great awakening, a quickening of consciousness, and a quantum leap in love and freedom to the extent we individually and collectively make universal cosmic love the prime directive at the heart of a global upgrade of our five core freedoms. To put it simply, religious freedom as freedom of conscience is the prime directive of what we believe, think, feel, and do. We are what we believe, having become what we believed. The golden rule law language of love is the foundation in that regard. We are what we think, having become what we thought. Our core freedoms are built on a foundation of love. We are what we feel, having become what we felt. Emotions of love as energy in motion, emotion. Cultures, the currents, and the currency of love. We are what we do, having become what we did. New habits for love-centric civilization become our net reality when we make love, universal cosmic love, the standard for social networking, the interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications, community, communion, how we come into unity. Common sense would at least say that there is no healing of dysfunctional beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and actions unless and until we culture the power of cosmic love. And that won't happen unless and until we create a communications environment in which the power of love can thrive. If you take it from the top, our core belief system behind our five core freedoms, it all begins with the prime directive that reflects and perfects the free will factor that honors freedom of conscience. Religious intolerance in the old world had a lot of baggage the U.S. founders superseded with religious freedom in the new world of colonial America. The idea of religious freedom was born of core Christ-like virtues. Virtually all religious refugees that fled from religious persecution in other countries loved America. They were welcome here, and their religious freedom was honored here. Live and let live in the spirit of love. Let's give some credit to that spiritual heritage, because without it, none of our other freedoms can survive and thrive. Freedom of religion is a good thing when it honors the first principle and prime directive of all emerging civilizations. The great soul Mahatma Gandhi said it well when he said that the heart of your religion is the heart of all religions. This is the spirit of unity in diversity that neutralizes the divide-to-conquer agenda that challenges all our core freedoms for lack of core virtue. I'm sure that some of you who are listening, those who read my profile page on BBS Radio and thought this show might be interesting, are wondering where I'm coming from or if I take dictation from the Ascended Masters or some such thing. Actually, believe it or not, I'm aware of a different kind of wire service where I get news feeds on what is really happening in the world. You might say that I'm wired that way. It's the way I connect the dots and get the picture after decades of studying the mysteries of cosmic love and a very serious decade finding different internet news groups and information feeds that you might say make it possible for me to put my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness. It's not just the reality of all that is real in a world of much unreality. I'm referring to not just the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, how bad things really are on Earth, but also how good things really can be. For my own sanity, I've always wanted to have a reality report, you might say, from the cosmic councils that tell us in no uncertain words what in God's name is going on the Earth and what ought to be. Of course, no one in the mainstream media would believe me if I put out a press release explaining how I'm getting intelligence reports from the cosmic councils representing highly evolved intelligences in this quadrant of the universe. Such higher intelligence is a challenge to political correctness in a world of mainstream media mind control that denies higher power so that lesser powers can rule us with endless war BS, our belief systems. I'm well aware that there are ascended masters and cosmic beings with their cosmic councils that monitor Earth's evolutions like a good parent monitors a newborn child to keep it out of harm's way. Global civilizations grow up just like children, and global civilization on planet Earth right now is much like an adolescent, as I've said in previous shows. Imagine what it's like for highly evolved intelligences who are watching humanity on the remote viewing screens, watching one of the biggest events in cosmic history as Earth's evolutions come down the home stretch of their revolution in higher consciousness, their final test at this very unique moment in planetary history. Imagine that there are souls from across the universe who have been incarnated on Earth at this time to experience the huge drama with the big shift in personal and planetary consciousness that is now progressing at an accelerated rate. Yep, that would be big news for the monopoly media, but don't hold your breath. The last thing the mass mind control matrix wants is loss of control, especially since they are losing control and trying to regain control through endless creation of fear that freezes faith. Freezes not just faith, but conscience itself. This understanding of fear of war, fear of tyranny, fear of disease, fear of fear itself as the bottomless pit of fear is opened by the fearful. Fear is the endgame tactic of systems, governments infiltrated by power elite factions that fear loss of power and control. The whole world of global netizens now knows who those 9/11 bushwhackers really are. That's net reality. It's all over the internet, with thousands of videos, books, blogs, and news groups dedicated to exposing who did the dirty deed. That scares the bejesus right out of the real bushwhackers. They're busted big time, and they're doing their endgame fear tactic because they don't know what else to do. They're losing control. They're trying to maintain control, and they want everyone as scared as they are. Believe me, this makes phenomenal viewing for one of the best shows in cosmic history. Call it reality TV for the ETs. If you can imagine, higher intelligences from all over our system of worlds monitoring, watching this situation on Earth right now, this big drama. I mean, to get an objective third-person perspective on what's going on this planet right now, I like to refer to it as the big reality show of the universe, or at least this sector of the universe. Like I said, I can't report this to the mainstream media with any credibility whatsoever. They're not going to report it anyway. They don't want that viewpoint to see the light of day in the collective conscience of humanity. No way. No attention, no intention, and therefore no retention of the big picture of planetary transformation in the image and likeness of cosmic love. I mean, it's happening anyway, but it's got its own speed, it's got its own course. There are thousands and thousands of groups and networks of people doing the same thing, working towards the same goal in different ways, and it's evolving naturally. And there's no any one organization or one group. This is a decentralized effort that's happening all over the planet right now. It's one of the most amazing shows in cosmic history, like I said. So what's a metaphysician like me supposed to do with this information? Hide it under a bushel, just sit on it, thinking someone else will do what ought to be done with it? Well, there's all kinds of groups, you know, making hay while the sun shines, you might say, and out picturing the vision of virtue for the victory of global civilization in their different ways right now. And I'm, of course, looking at it from the perspective as a metaphysician, as a healer. I've had three holistic health centers, and I got tired of healing the world one-on-one while the sicko system of healthcare is what is really making people sick. I got tired of treating the collateral damage of a sick healthcare system and began looking at healthcare like the healthcare system itself like a holistic physician looks at the disease in any one individual, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. Because the healthcare system itself has spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. It's like the four lower bodies of civilization itself. The government, education, healthcare, and the economy are like the four lower bodies of the organizations of civilization. And it's like the spiritual, mental, and emotional and physical bodies of the individual. There are these different levels of density, levels of integration from spirit into matter. It's exactly the same with healing the sicko healthcare system and our systems for learning and governing ourselves. You've got to diagnose the systemic dis-ease first with pure intention to pay attention to the cause and core factors spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Consider that the four dimensions of being, with the fifth dimension being the conscience, which is far greater than the sum of the parts. In other words, it's one thing to know thyself in part, these four parts, and quite another to know thyself as a holistic or otherwise holy whole that's far greater than the sum of the parts. Such, and I'm referring again to this concept of three, four dimensions of consciousness and a fifth dimension, which is a higher integration of all the other dimensions. Such conscious knowing can't be legislated any more than morality. However, we can create an environment in which morality can thrive. And that's the whole point. That's the cosmic love. And it's only by creating such an environment whereby morality can thrive that immorality can be checked. That's what U.S. founders pioneered with the great drama of the Revolutionary War and a 13-year process from the Declaration of Independence to the ratification of the Constitution. Now we see the same thing happening with the revolution in higher consciousness worldwide. People are waking up big time. It's reached a critical mass of a quantum leap nature, and the public is now ready and willing for more insight and outlook for understanding of the overview, the blueprint for a golden age. But it isn't that simple, as though you could serve up salvation on a silver platter. This global reality TV show, you might say, has certain rules. Free will is the prime directive, the first rule. The second rule is a logical, reasonable understanding of the law of the one, how we're all connected with this free will thing. And how what goes around comes around. How there's responsibilities with this connection. How good attention follows pure intention. And how retention of goodwill, the fruit of pure intention and good intention, will naturally lead to the Holy Spirit of love and action. The third rule for mastery of 3D consciousness under the Prime Directive. The fourth dimension, the frequency of this Holy Spirit, as in frequently, follows from the first dimensions. And the fifth dimension is the higher conscience of greater, higher love power, the power of love that has the gift of discernment as to the appropriate expression of the Holy Spirit from moment to moment. You might say that's the spherical consciousness that's truly holistically spiritual, integrating all the above, all the other first, second, third, fourth principles, first principles. That may sound like an abstract concept, maybe a different way of expressing what you understand or have heard before, but let's apply that understanding to what is happening to the world today, as witnessed by, let's just say, there's highly intelligent beings from across the universe. That's no joke. This is for real. Now, I'm coming out and saying this, then you can believe it or not, but from my sources, some of these humanoid beings, like the Verdants, have maxed out their DNA at 22,000 years, and they get their thrills by exploring the universe to find civilizations like on Earth where the collective consciousness is about to evolve into a much higher consciousness of a universal love nature. Now, I've read about this in different books. Two of the books you may have heard of is That Contact Has Begun, the true story of a journalist's encounter with beings from outer space, and there's another book called The Challenge of Contact. Both of these books are by Philip Croft, 25-year veteran of the L.A. Times news staff. There's a guy who's straight as an arrow, news reporter in the L.A. Times, and how he got exposed to this whole intergalactic drama that's going on right now, and how he wrote his experiences about this, and you might say gave a cosmic perspective of higher intelligences throughout our system of worlds that are beginning to make contact, but the information of which is being suppressed by government powers that do not want the understanding of a higher power basically stealing thunder from their control matrix. Anyway, all that aside, believe it or not, imagine if you lived to be 22,000 years old and you had extremely highly advanced civilization and technologies where you could navigate the universe and looking at emerging civilizations like the Earth right now that are merging into a wholly new collective consciousness as a living organism with the collective consciousness of the planet and all these different individual tribes and group belief systems are beginning to all hang together and communicate together and reason together as a whole that along more enlightened lines of sovereignty, of love and freedom, of first principles of the Prime Directive, which is, again, the core understanding of conscience with love and core freedoms. So, if you know you're living to tens of thousands of years, and this was your great thrill in life, and what greater thrill could there be to watch what goes on in the consciousness of civilizations that are discovering higher consciousness? That process of the evolutionary ascent of consciousness. And the will to grow and learn and be more conscious. There is a cosmic universal thrill in that. You might say it's God's realization of himself or herself through ourselves. Anyway, this again may be an abstract concept and a little to the far side for some of those that are listening, but there is a huge drama being witnessed by people throughout the Earth, if not people or beings off Earth. Basically, there is a dynamic here whereby free will is being honored, at least by, you know, if you think that there are higher intelligence watching the Earth, they're letting us do it ourselves, you might say, and there is a global transformation going on that is outside of the influence of anyone or any group of special interests. It's just happening naturally in the collective consciousness, in our communication networks, and in this morphic resonance that's going on in the collective consciousness. There is a very unique synergizing, you might say, of intelligences that's going on. And this drama, this process, is basically one of the most exciting things going on the planet right now for those who basically are really into the learning process, the creative process, the processes of consciousness, and are becoming more, or have a pure intent to become more conscious of how they're conscious. This really, globally, what's going on is what U.S. founders really were involved with when they pioneered their own great drama of the Revolutionary War in a 13-year process from the Declaration of Independence to the ratification of the Constitution. Now we see the same thing happening with a revolution in higher consciousness worldwide. It's a non-linear revolution. It's not a highly centralized, top-down, mass distribution of information thing coming through mainstream media. It's coming from every angle. It's coming through the energies of our solar system and our universe as Earth aligns with the galactic nexus, and there's all kinds of cosmogenesis things going on with our DNA. It's happening through the Internet. It's happening through a morphic resonance with all these factors together that is basically being primed by the, you might say, the prime directive itself, where everyone's own inner sense of honor for free will and the process of free will and the evolutionary ascent of their souls. This is the business of evolution. The major business of the planet right now is this business of evolution with the evolutionary ascent of our individual and collective consciousness. This is big drama. So people are waking up big time. It's reached a critical mass of a quantum leap nature, and the public is now ready and willing for this insight and outlook for understanding of the overview. And this is what we're looking at as far as this combination of dimensions of first, second, third, fourth, fifth dimensions. We hear a lot about that, but there's huge drama going on with this dimensional shift right now. And basically, what this looks like, the more people become conscious of this process and get outside themselves and get a more of an objective viewpoint of the process involved, and like I say, become more conscious of how they are conscious and the processes of consciousness that are transforming the grid, culturing the grid, nurturing the grids of consciousness and consider how the all-connected nature of the instant everywhere interactive internet is creating a wholly new net reality in the collective consciousness. That's unprecedented in the modern history of humanity. I mean, the internet alone, as you might say, a physical representation of the web of consciousness. From a perspective of the large scheme, the larger cosmic scheme of human evolution, you have to admit that there's a huge shift in the old paradigm of scarcity's value running all our core institutions. This is really where the rubber meets the road. The problem is that we have a new medium of abundant knowledge power that has been boxed, retrofitted, and otherwise co-opted by paradigm paralysis in virtually all our social, political, and economic institutions. Humanity is stuck in a fearful place for a simple reason. It maintains the paradigm paralysis that is afraid to change. Big oil, big pharma, big media, and big war vested interests don't want things to change because they are virtually making a killing on pollutants, drugs, disinformation, and terror that keeps everyone in line with lockstep fear. Think about that. What do you think happens when the abundance of virtue transcends the bankrupt system of scarcity economics? What do you think will happen when our new connection with net reality of a universal love nature continues to matriculate the matrix of our collective consciousness, nurture consciousness with the Holy Spirit of creative learning and holistic healing in all our social, political, and economic institutions? We are so close to that happening. This is huge drama. It's just beginning to pop in different social networks. It's happening across the planet in spurts and with individuals and groups of individuals and different networks. This process is beginning to, what I call, matriculate the matrix, the grids of consciousness of our net reality. It's amazing. From that perspective, one sees the opportunity with all problems. This process should be the good news, and it is to all but the faint of heart and the weak in mind. Some people see only the problem with every opportunity. They see the cup half empty rather than half full. But increasingly, people are seeing the opportunity with all of our problems. And it's not aptitude, but attitude that determines altitude. You know, how high we soar, whether we soar with the eagles or scratch with the turkeys. And quite honestly, what's beginning to happen and what's increasingly happening is that there's an attitude that is culturing a positive energy in the grid of collective consciousness that is overcoming the paradigm paralysis, call it stinking thinking or of limitation consciousness, whatever, but is overcoming that with a vision of how things ought to be, how good things can be, and a process for making that happen, for culturing that. Anyway, that's the paradigm shift I'm talking about. It's a clear vision of the extraordinary freedom and opportunity that global civilization now faces. So consider what all this will look like as civilization moves from the symptoms of the problem to a healing solution that raises the standard of enlightened self-interest in a self-evident, self-regulating, self-perfecting way that empowers self-elevation of a salvation nature. I'm talking about the number one business on the planet right now, the business of personal and planetary evolution, which is 90% of the word revolution, in terms of the global revolution in higher consciousness that is transforming all our core social, political, and economic institutions. I'd like to go into this more. I've got a lot of models and metaphors for explaining how this vision of virtue for the victory of universal cosmic love can manifest in our consciousness, being, and world. There's a lot of links I've provided on the profile page that goes in dimensions of this. I recommend you look at some of those, go through the sequence, so you'll find some surprises in there if you do. I put some real gems in there for those who are inquisitive and self-starters and don't have to be babied or coddled or handheld with a higher accelerated in-depth insight and outlook for understanding the mysteries of being God, love, whatever, you know. I'm not telling anyone who's experienced cosmic love in their own consciousness anything they don't already know. My pure intent is basically to remind those listening how to basically reaffirm this process for oneself that is happening in the grid of consciousness worldwide right now. So there's firing the grid, and there's culturing and sustaining and an ongoing process of culturing the grid of consciousness, involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. So I'm going to wrap it up for now. Look forward to contacting, speaking with those who want to respond, and keep in touch. So I will see you then with this next show. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. there is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own